Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is Jonathan Otufangavalu there?
This is him.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will probably vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
38.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
Mixed race.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I actually don't think of myself in any of those, so I guess something else.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And what specifically makes you say that? You can go ahead and input your reasoning. I will type it out.
Okay. All of the division in the nation.
Just a moment, please. So to the question, what specifically makes you say that you're dissatisfied, your response was the division of the nation.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? We do have a list here, so I'm going to go through it, and we can match later. The first one is healthcare costs or improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedom, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. So which one are your most important to you in the next congressional elections?
Probably abortion and police reform.
So the ones that you told me, just to make sure that I got that correctly, was gun regulation and reform and protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, do you disapprove or approve the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I disapprove.
And is that a somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably getting worse.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Now, excuse me. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Black Lives Matter.
50.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
20.
Joe Biden.
50.
Cornel West.
I don't know who that is.
That's fine. The next one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay. Okay. Donald Trump.
Probably 0.
The Republican Party.
Twenty.
Tim Scott?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know it wouldn't be Trump.
Okay. So, how should I record that? Are you undecided?
I'm not undecided.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Now, I'd like you to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
How did you want me to rate these?
Agree or disagree. And if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with a statement.
I strongly agree with that statement.
Thank you. The next one is, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Somewhat disagree.
The government must do more to protect civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Do I support that?
Do you strongly support it, or somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. We're about to be finished as well, so bear with me for a couple of minutes. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, which is, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, which is the following. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the people, by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
B.
And would that be a much more B or somewhat more B?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree that this is being threatened or undermined. And a 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a commitment to Christian ideals.
I'm sorry. So, do I agree with that? Or like, I forgot what you asked.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I know it's long. It's a bit confusing as well. So, 0 means...
Oh, you're good. I just got off order.
That's fine. 0 means you do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all. 5 means you somewhat agree it is being threatened or undermined. And 10 means you strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined.
Okay. So that would be a 0.
Okay. The right to bear arms?
Maybe a 2.
Immigration to this country?
Five.
Police that treat everyone the same?
Do I feel like they're under threat?
Yes, or it is being undermined on the scale of 0 to 10. Do you need the parameters again?
5? No, you're good. Okay, like 5?
Thank you. The next one is ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Like a 10?
Equal economic opportunities for all.
Like a 7?
Thank you. And the last one for this section is freedom to protest the police or government.
Six.
Thank you. And now we are around the corner to finishing the survey, but before that, I'm going to read you some statements some people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
7.
And the next one is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, a court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation of voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
High school. I completed high school, like 12th grade, I guess.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Are 18 years or younger?
18 years or younger, yes.
Oh, yes. So, yes, I do.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate, maybe? Like, I don't know. I don't really classify myself either way.
Oh, would you like to change your response then? From moderate?
If you have a no-answer response, well, like, I don't really see myself as any of those classifications.
Okay. Thank you.
Like, I don't really have any, like, political...
alliances.
Okay, thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Once, twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
How many more questions do we have here?
Two more. This one and the...
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. So I live in a suburban area.
Okay, thank you.
Or a rural area, I guess.
And finally, just in time, do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBT+ community?
No.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. You're free to go.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye.